I've been there in those labs in Fort Detrick, in Frederick, Maryland. I was there with James in New York City, talking and interviewing with the Epoch Times, talking about all of the evidence that showed that, you know, this SARS-CoV-2 was not a natural evolving virus, not a natural evolution. None of the stories or narratives about how it was released from labs actually occurred. So what we had learned over the past two decades and more is basically in my, I was 22 years at the National Cancer Institute, which collaborated essentially all of that time with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, that neuroimmune institute that I co-founded and used the principles that we'd done back at the Biological Response Modifiers Program in 1983 in Frederick, Maryland, really was built on the systems biology approach of understanding how infections in vulnerable hosts who have destroyed or compromised immune systems, how those people are really crippled by vaccinations, and how HIV AIDS spread through the community by vaccine programs, how the Ebola of 2014 came, you know, and the outbreak which killed 21,000 people in Sierra Leone in Liberia, that Ebola was actually contagious Ebola, you know, grown in those same Vero monkey kidney cells that were shipped to Wuhan, you know, and paid for by Tony Fauci. If there was not nefarious, if there was not a plan, I've been culturing. I did that work in the mid 90s to culture Ebola and other bat viruses in the Vero monkey kidney cells, in primary human monocytes, the Trojan horse that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny describes. It's the monocyte, the innate immune response that is the one that is the Trojan horse, and it's shooting the bullets and destroying the T cells. And this is what we learned in HIV/AIDS. So if you protect the immune activation, if you keep the epigenetics, the gene expression, keep those endogenous viruses silence, our human gamma retrovirus syncytin that Dr. Northrup talked about earlier, that's so important. The expression of syncytin is important for maintaining a pregnancy, as she discussed. So what we learned over 40 years was exactly, you know, which strains of viruses and how the virus itself, what's the difference from the Zaire strain and the Reston strain, which is non-pathogenic, and what the difference is in a publication that was probably 1994 or 5 in Nature, was that cytokine storm, that inflammatory storm that could not be turned off. And it's the same cytokine storm in the other retroviral associated diseases, the gamma retroviruses from mice that Dr. Nass just discussed, from mice and humans, that the recombinants that we isolated in 2009, published in the journal Science, and characterized to the diseases myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME/CFS, autism, many cancers, aggressive breast cancers, aggressive prostate cancers, for the genetically and epigenetically, the expression of the gene susceptible population. And so this is the problem. This isn't a five-year plan. Since 1986, when then President Ronald Reagan, with a stroke of the pen, put in fear by Tony Fauci, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, and they have been perpetrating this fraud on the American people and using children and elderly, experimenting as more and more vaccines have been added to the schedule, as Dr. Northrup discussed. So this, we can see the toxins. And when a manufacturing defect is known, then the liability protection that Big Pharma got and anybody got from that compensation program is null and void. So what is the manufacturing defect that we learned? That you can't culture viral antigens and grow vaccines against viruses in birds, in chicken eggs, in monkey kidney cell lines, in aborted fetal tissue cell lines, that these all can bring viruses into a human and you're injecting that. So you don't need an infectious and transmissible virus if you have injected that virus into an immune compromised person like a newborn or the elder, who have comorbidities, inflammatory diseases, as we know. So now the experimentation with the COVID-19 shot gene therapy is to take the pathogenic parts, not only of SARS-CoV-2, but of the gamma retrovirus envelope, syncytin, of the HIV envelope, HIV GP120 that we know have been published and to be in certain strains, though the informed consent of our scientist colleagues is removed, as that same organization that started QuackWatch started RetractWatch and began going after scientific papers that published inconvenient truths, like our 2009 paper, and the journals themselves, literally with opinion articles led by people like Tony Fauci, Ian Lipkin, who participated and paid the Barrick Lab for the last decade at least in this fraud. So you can see that the plague of corruption and the lack of informed consent, as the as scientists and physicians don't know. So I agree with Dr. Northrup in her shame on you to physicians who are encouraging cancer patients and pregnant women who already have compromised immunity. That's why we call it AIDS, acquired immune deficiency. I just added the endocannabinoid, because that's the dimmer switch on the immune system. What we've got with this shot is you can only turn the flame on and you cannot turn it off. And this is why we must bring back informed consent. We must educate everybody, speak the truth in love, because we've all been duped by this fraud, including myself, as I mentioned, for the last 30 years at least.